One of the unfortunate things about the state of Safras is that people don't know anything about it, except for Eitan. So I got this amazing book, Inside Stam, which has a lot of just practical information. And one of the things I always wondered about that I knew nothing about is computer checking. So I thought we'd talk for 10 minutes about computer checking. And I know people have gotten Sefer Torah. They said, oh, we got a computer checked. I got a double computer checked. So what does that mean? Does that mean that the human being is not necessary? A couple of things. First of all, does it mean you don't need a human being? Eitan's checking said no. Does it mean that that you must have a computer in addition to a human being and that a human being is not good enough? What exactly is the status of computer checking? So obviously, going back generations, they didn't have computers to check their Sefer Torah, and yet Sefer Torah was still assumed to be kosher. So how could anyone argue that it is a chiyuv? So Rav Vosner and Shevet HaLevi Chelek Zayin from Beis Gimel discusses this, and Rav Vosner writes, "Ube'etzem anidon kvar kosav chasam sofer zechusu yagin aleinu hanisayon yoser mimeya eden." Says chasam sofer taught us a yisod, and that is that it doesn't matter whether you have chazakos or not. If you know something to be a metzius, you have to follow where the Metzius takes you. Ve'ein achar ha'emes klum. What we know to be emes is what is binding, and if something is emes, we have to listen to it. Va'metzius medaber be'ed atzmo ke'ed atzmo shal yidei kli ze nimtzu v'tuknu sifrei Torah rabim mashayara adam lo hisig u'begeder tikun olam hu. The Rav Vosner writes that we know the Metzius is that there are many, many sifrei Torah that have been checked time and time again by people, and then it was put through the computer, and we found actual psulim. So therefore, he thinks this generates a genuine chiyuv to put it through a computer check. And Rav Sturmbach in the Chuvin Chelik Beis in Mitzvah in Chuvus Van Hagos, and again Chelik Gimel Sim Shin Chavav, also strongly encourages it. But he says that it's not a chiyuv gamur because it's hard to say that something's a chiyuv gamur. They didn't even have the option to do this throughout the course of Jewish history. What exactly is the Metzius? So in this sefer Torah HaLevi that he quotes here in a footnote, he writes that in the name of Rav Vosner, that Nisbar al yado l'timol nevav kulanu, that when they first started checking them, they realized shemi be'erach shishim svarim sifrei Torah shayu b'cheskas bedukim yotzarak teisha svarim nikiyim mikol shgia. That it turned out when they checked 60 sifrei Torah that were all assumed to be kosher through a computer, 9 of them didn't have any problem with it. Uberuba de minkar ma'od nimsu shkios psulos l'rov. And a large majority of the Sefer Torah actually found real psulim in the Sefer Torah. So at the very least, if it's not a chiyuv, which is, again, it's hard to say it's a chiyuv, it seems to be at least something that should be strongly encouraged. I mean, the whole concept of chazaka is somewhat difficult to rely upon when you know that there is a rov that goes against the chazaka, that rubav chazaka ruba adif, and you know that the rov is, it's a ruba de lesa kaman, that most of the Sefer Torah have problems. He claims here in this sefer that of the first 100 Sefer Torah, the very first time when they first came out with the computer check, of the first 100 Sefer Torah that underwent the computer check, 83 of them were found to have spelling mistakes. Spelling mistakes. That's not just maybe something's touching, maybe something's not, maybe, you know, a judgment call. Spelling mistake means there's an extra letter, there's a missing letter. That's bad. If there are 83 with spelling mistakes, then that's obviously a very serious problem. How could it be that Magiyim, who were experts and who were careful, checked and they didn't see these mistakes? Because there are 304,805 letters in the Sefer Torah, and people are human. That's why they're called people. So it's very, very difficult to catch everything. However, one could argue that's true for a Sefer Torah. Tefillin, mezuzos, those are much smaller. You don't have to be superhuman to be able to catch every mistake in tefillin and mezuzos. And it really depends on the magia. If the magia is good and he knows what he's looking for, a lot of the magiyim don't even bother looking for spelling errors anymore. They're looking for all sorts of other problems, other potential problems that computers don't check because they're going to rely on the computer anyway. But if the magia is actually looking for the spelling errors, then in a chinami, with tefillin, with mezuzos, with smaller things, then there's much less of a reason to request that the computer, meaning more important than knowing whether you get a computer check or not, is knowing who's actually checking your Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzos, knowing who's doing the job. Because if it's someone who's not doing a good job, you could do it 1,000 times over and the guy's never going to catch anything because he's distracted, he doesn't pay attention. So that's most important of anything. Now, the there are a lot of things that will cause the computer the computer tries to catch a lot of other things. It catches spelling with 99% accuracy, but it tries to catch touching letters and other broken letters and things like that. It's not very good at that. A lot of times it will miss things like that. The computer is very, very good at catching spelling errors, but other things, it's not. So it's not, the computer cannot replace a human being, because the computer only looks for one, it only really does one job very well, but the other jobs of a magia, the computer does not do particularly well, and therefore you actually need it. Now, there have been many, many stories of Sifrei Torah that have been put through a computer, and then they were used, and someone found an error in them, a spelling error, that apparently the computer didn't catch. How does that happen? How does a computer miss a spelling error? So in order to understand that, you need to understand the process of computer checking. What you do is, the way it works is, the first step is they feed an image of the stam into the computer, a digital photo, a scan, then the computer reads and analyzes the words, and all of the problems the computer has identified come up on the screen. Could be missing letters or words, extra letters or words, substituted letters or words, touching letters, cracked letters, letters that are too far apart, too close to each other, any sort of mistake that the computer thinks it chaps, it puts up on the screen. Now, here's where the human being comes into play. The person who's conducting the computer check has to review each instance of a mistake that the computer identifies and either click confirm or delete, meaning to confirm that it in fact is a mistake and something that has to be fixed, or delete, forget about it, it's no problem, and after looking at it with human eyes, you see that it's not a problem. Now, the people who set up the program made it in such a way that the computer tries to give you every little shemetz of a shayla. Anything that's even close to a shayla, it will flag for you, so that you'll have the ability to say, halavai, you should be able to say that none of them are a problem, but better, they err on the side of caution, right? So they will flag almost everything. So in the average Sefer Torah, there are 250 columns in the Sefer Torah, roughly 250 columns in the Sefer Torah, and on a typical column in the average Sefer Torah, there will be anywhere between 5 and 30 mistakes. Not mistakes, but things that the computer will flag. So 5 and 30 things that need review. So all it takes, if you do the math, that's 3,700 times you're going to have to make a decision, confirm or delete. Of those 3,700 times, you're going to hit the delete key about 3,300 times, where it's nothing that you even need to look at a second time or fix or even take it, right? All it takes is one mistake on a click. One mistake on clicking confirm instead of delete, or delete instead of confirm, rather, and that's how you can have a Sefer Torah that goes through a computer check that will be possible. It is for that reason that some are makbid to put it through a computer twice. Because although it's human to make a mistake, you're clicking something 3,700 times, you'll make one mistake, to have that mistake happen on the same thing twice is unlikely. So if you have a second guy, put it through a computer a second time, so it's very unlikely that the mistake is going to happen on the same letter twice. He has some sort of a cheshbon of mathematics. He says there's a 50-50 chance that the first computer check didn't work, somehow working with that number, the odds of having a possible Sefer Torah after one is 50%, the odds are reduced to 1 in 120 after the second time. Again, I don't really follow exactly how he gets those odds, but it obviously takes down the odds significantly. What about a Megillah? Is there a reason that a person should have his Megillah computer checked? So a Megillah, we know the halacha is that if a Megillah is not missing an inyan shalem, even if it's missing a few letters, missing a few words even, the Megillah is kosher. But the Shulchan Aruch and Tafrech Sadi Sif Gimel and Mishbur there, Sifkat Nechas, says that that's only b'diavad. If you have a Megillah that's error free, so that's preferable to a Megillah that has an error, and therefore it's at least advisable, it's at least something that makes sense to get it checked properly. So this is one man's opinion, not mine. This the author of this Sefer, of Inside Stam, Rabbi Reuven Mendelwitz, that computer checking, he thinks it's an absolute chiyuv. I think maybe you could tone down the rhetoric a little bit and say that it's at least strongly recommended to make sure that the mistakes are not to be found. Like Rav Sternbuch says, very, very strongly recommended you'll be able to catch all the mistakes in Sifrei Torah.
Esther or any
Megillah? So Megillah's Esther primarily. He talks about other Sifrei Nevi'im and says, yeah, the Sifrei Nevi'im is good in general, just not to have mistakes in. But, it's good to know that you have a Sefer Shalem. But really, by Megillah's Esther, it's a mitzvah's Kriya. That's just a minute. Okay.